Oh, hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with Bill the Producer, Jimmy the Bubble Boy, and CJ, all in the studio today, full crew.
Can we start calling Jimmy the Bubble Boy the Bear?
Why?
So when they're here, it can be CJ and the Bear.
That's BJ and the Bear you're thinking of.
I am thinking of never mind. That's completely unrelated.
And besides, that's the president's nickname, not my nickname. The Bear.
The Bear. Oh, because the
he calls himself the Bear.
The Bear. Okay, anyway, let's just move on. Because this sounds like nonsense.
Kids, anyone...
Oh, good. Let's move away from
that. That was a sitcom in the 70s.
Yeah.
Let's
move back up into at least the... let's go to the 90s. And viewer mail.
It wasn't a bear.
Time for viewer mail. Scuba Radio viewer mail. That's where we take your mail that we receive via email, and we read it and paint a picture in your mind.
So it's mind paint.
Good afternoon, it says. Every morning when I wake up and listen to your radio, it gives me energy and good mood for the whole day. Now, I cannot imagine my normal day without your radio. My whole family also listens to your radio.
It's nice to see Crockett sending us an email, too.
No, this isn't Crockett. Wanted to ask...
You're doing a great Crockett impression.
Wanted to ask a few souvenirs from your wonderful radio for my family. With thanks and best wishes... wishes. That's what it is. Yeah.
Cut that out.
Wishes.
I'm trying to do a Russian accent. It's from Russia.
Crystal wishes.
Spadrova, Russia, yeah. Julia, blah, blah.
Blah, doesn't actually sound like a Russian name. That sounds more...
I'm not going to say
more Hungarian.
Protect her.
Julie, okay. Julie Babushka.
All right, so it's a Russian lady, listens to our show, would like us to send free stuff to her for her family.
That's not from Nigeria, is it?
No, it's from Russia.
She's not a royalty?
No, it's Russia.
Okay. It turns out she called the...
the voicemail. She left a voicemail.
Too, yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Can we play that back?
I can try. Let me see if I can get it set
for you.
All
right, see if we can get the equipment working for once.
That's really cool.
It would be nice if we could get this stuff. Here we go. Yeah,
here we go.
I smell.
Press the button something. There it is. There's the button.
Beep.
Yes, I am calling from Russia. I love your radio. Could you please send something for souvenir for my family from Russia? Thank you. Goodbye. Julie blah blah.
Okay, who's worse? Him for making fun of the armpit or Bill for crapping all over an international fan?
Bill, definitely. My vote goes
Bill, you left out the blue jeans.
We apologize for Bill.
Yeah. Blue jeans.
He hates all people that aren't American.
Please send many, many blue jeans. Julie blah blah.
Well, just to set an example for everyone else.
Oh, no.
You know, if you email us from a foreign country and ask us for free stuff, we will not send it to you. We have none. This stuff costs money. What do you think? We're made of money? What are we?
So you're saying you have no promotional budget?
No.
Okay.
Definitely none. So, but you can buy stuff at scubaradio.com.
Well, Greg, if she's...
And all that money goes to the Greg the Dive Master Retirement Fund, which is a way more effective way to spend your time and money.
Because a mind is a terrible thing.
I would be careful, right. Greg, because if she's from Russia and she's listening to your radio, you might want to look around. She may be in the room with you, maybe behind the couch.
What is wrong with him?
You didn't see
him?
A flying squirrel anywhere, did you?
Mm-hmm. Boris? I don't know. I don't know. I don't remember. All right, another one. Let's go.
That was your Natasha?
Yeah, something.
That was your Natasha impression.
Let's move on. We got another viewer mail here. This is from Daryl. You're talking about this.
Oh, no, is it Daryl or his other brother, Daryl?
It was
the other brother. Or his brother,
Daryl. Yeah. You're talking about the statue in the Cayman Islands on your show a few weeks ago. By the way, did you know that mermaid that they just sank off of... Actually, the mermaid, I guess, off of Sunset House has a twin, which I didn't know that.
We've seen her twins.
Hello.
They're very shiny.
They're shiny.
No. There's a twin mermaid, I guess, of the mermaid statue off of Sunset House in Grand Cayman. She is called, the Emerald Sea off of Powell River in British Columbia. Or she's in the Emerald Sea off the Powell River in British Columbia.
Yeah, she's a little bit different, though, because it's really cold in the water there.
Yeah.
You could lose an eye. You got to be super careful.
Or hang your keys.
Well, there you go. No, I didn't know that. Thanks.
Or your spare
thanks,
air.
Cheryl.
There you go.
Oh, boy.
We appreciate that. You know, that's a nice view of him. And the thing is, you can do this via old school and do us an email like that, or you could send us a voicemail through that new service that we have at scubaradio.com. And I just got to notice that we did get a voicemail from Jerry the Diver Guy. So we'll see if we can delve into that one and pick that one up
cool.
as well. Now, there's a few other things I want to get into today. Now, CJ, you actually mentioned to me before the show today.
I did not.
No, you did.
We're not supposed to talk about that.
No.
I did no such thing.
It had to do with Jessica Alba.
Okay.
And
that sounds like me.
Albacore.
So
they named Albuquerque after her.
Is that what it was?
No.
No.
There was the tuna.
Hey.
Albacore.
Just stop.
L.
Okay, so
B.
So you had mentioned this movie, Into the Blue. You were looking for, all right. I don't know, what is your mindset here? Because you're trying to get geared up for Bugfest here.
Yeah, all right, my favorite
inspired.
Dive. We've talked about this before, our favorite dive movies.
Right, yes.
And yours was what?
The Abyss.
Thunderball?
The Abyss.
Whose was Thunderball?
That was
Bill.
That was Bill.
Mm-hmm.
Mine was Mr. Limpet.
Yeah. They have drugs for that. But... No, mine is Into the Blue with Jessica Alba. I mean, it's amazing.
Right, for
all the dive footage.
Yeah, of course.
Mostly.
Exactly.
But I found out that they actually released an Into the Blue 2
straight to
video in 2009.
I did not even hear. I don't remember even hearing about this.
You can't get it anywhere. I saw it on Amazon, but I wanted to watch it last night. I went to a large box store that shall remain unnamed.
Yeah.
Nothing.
So it's Jessica Alba in Into the Blue 2?
No. None of the same actors.
Go to your local video store or go to the room in the back with the curtains.
This is a straight up legit movie.
No, that's Into the Blue with you.
Into the Blue movie.
Into the Bluetooth. About a guy who just talks on the phone.
With no wires.
He's trying to leave messages for Greg the Dive Master at scubaradio.com.
I don't think that's true. But, okay, Christ, so Into the Blue, too. So you were looking for this video and you
couldn't
find it.
But I was at another large store today.
Yeah.
And I saw a movie with Halle Berry that might be just as bad.
Really?
Called, Black...
Hello, welcome to Walmart.
Black Tide or Black Reef or Black Water. No, not Black Water.
Dark Water.
Dark Matter.
Dark Matter?
That's not it.
Family Matters?
Does it have anything to do with diving? Or
yeah,
what?
She's like a shark... dive operator.
Get out.
Funnily enough.
No.
How old is it?
I almost picked it up. It was like $7. And I was like, nah, this is going to suck.
See, I'm not familiar with that movie either.
No.
I usually stay up to date on
I might
the
have to go. Well, they had a whole end cap, you know, with Shark Week, and they were capitalizing.
Ah, yes.
So they had Sharknado and all that stuff and Jaws. And,
right.
But then I saw this, and I went, oh, hello, what's this?
Mm-hmm.
Halle Berry in a bikini on the front. You tend to pick it up.
Yeah.
So I checked
how old was it, CJ?
I don't know.
Well, you know, have to find
last
these
10 years or something,
and give us a little review.
But it's got to be so bad. I'm obsessed with it.
Well, I mean, bad movies are in Sharknado 2.
I might have to order Into the Blue 2 on Amazon. Just wait for it.
New at a large box store near you from 2012. Dark Tide.
Is that it?
Dark Tide,
which I thought was racist title.
You sure it's not about a laundry detergent?
No.
Okay.
No, it's got to have some great underwater footage, right? They had to have some kind of budget.
That is Jessica
Alba. It's Halle Berry, man.
Or Halle Berry.
I thought, wow, I couldn't believe she would make it.
Halle Berry and Oliver Martinez in Dark Tide. A professional diver tutor returns to deep waters after a year following an almost fatal encounter with a great white shark.
Ooh,
right. The nightmare from the deep is still lurking, more carnivorous and hungry.
I'm going there right after the show.
Yeah, let's get this film and find out what it's about.
Sounds like a Sharknado to me.
It couldn't be any better than, it'd have to be way better than Sharknado.
It's got Halle Berry in it, so it can't be all bad.
I got to give Shark Week, their promos for Shark Week this year are hilarious. I definitely have pumped that up a little bit.
In case you're curious, the aspect ratio is 2.35 to 1.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of force fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, force fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes force fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of force fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Deepwater Cay in the Bahamas has been a bone fishing paradise for over 50 years. However, what has been bringing world-class anglers and Hollywood stars to this private island paradise is also quite impressive underwater. So after a multi-million dollar renovation, Deepwater Cay now offers scuba diving to their long list of water sport activities. It's an all-inclusive out-island experience with unspoiled diving, easy access to the States, and exceptional food and accommodations. Treat yourself like the star you are at Deepwater Cay. Go to deepwaterk.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Hi. This show is
what?
This show is
huh?
This show is
Scuba Radio.
Hi. This show is
what?
This show is
huh?
This show is
Scuba Radio.
Hi. This show is
what?
This show is
huh?
This show is
Scuba Radio.
Hi. This show is
what?
This show is
huh?
This show is
Scuba Radio.
Yes, this is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. All right, so I did get a voicemail from Jerry the Diver Guy. I don't have the capability to play it back through our official equipment, but I do got my little cell phone here, so I'm going to just hold it up and see if we can get this. Because I think he has something important to say. Jared the Diver Guy, who clicked on the tab, get on the air there at scubaradio.com, and he left this message. Let's see if this will play. And maybe it won't. I don't know. Will it? Let's see. Well, there we go.
This is Jared the Diver Guy coming at you from the mountains, far, far away from the middle grounds and armpit of Florida.
Yeah.
Let me just tell you, everybody needs to get out and dive the Panhandle, Florida. Uh-huh. It's awesome. So the best dive in Panama, Pensacola, Destin, the best, just like Scuba Radio. Y'all have fun now.
There you go. So it works pretty good, doesn't it? How about that? So you can do like Jerry the Diver Guy and shoot us a little voicemail.
That was fantastic, too, because you can just barely hear the dynamics of the tin can he was on at his end, and you lost none of that in the string. That was fantastic.
Yeah. Well, technology, that's what it's all about, technology. All right, so this Halle Berry movie, we're going to find it.
What is it called, Bill? Dark Tide.
Dark Tide. It can't be any worse than Sharknado.
No.
But I didn't even realize.
Yeah, it could.
You think? No, it could not.
Halle Berry is not jumping out of any animals with a chainsaw. That's not happening.
Did you ever watch that? Did you ever watch Sharknado, Bill? Remember we did an entire show where I went and watched Sharknado, so you didn't have to.
Sharknado. You loved it. You thought it was the greatest thing that you had seen since The Graduate.
That is not how I recall.
Since Sharknado 2.
I was screaming for 2 hours like, where can I get my hour and a half back of life?
You screamed that for 2 hours.
I did.
Which seems like kind of a waste in a 90-minute movie.
In the first 5 minutes, it wouldn't be an hour and a half yet. So you couldn't have screamed that exact amount the whole time.
Oh, yeah, I did.
When can I get my 20 minutes back? 10 minutes later. When can I get my 30 minutes back?
Well, you know, I worked through it, you know, in phases.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway.
Just so we're clear.
But Sharknado.
Or are you saying you watched the movie for an hour and a half, and then for 2 hours you screamed about the hour and a half you lost, making it 3.5 hours?
Well, I tried to explain to everybody, here's what happens in the movie so you don't have to watch it.
Factor in also how much time you spent talking about it on the show.
Right. Well, because, you know, we're divers, we like sharks.
He doth protest
and
too
we,
much.
You know, at the time, I was concerned, like, is this
you know, there's probably
thing?
Actually zero sharks, real sharks in that movie. They're probably all CGI.
I'm pretty sure you're correct.
There's probably not a single shark in that whole movie.
But what I said, and I'll sum up the entire 2-hour broadcast from last year when this happened, is I said, okay, I watched this film. Here's all you have to do. Just watch the last 5 minutes because that's the only time anything remotely interesting or funny happens. And then you can save yourself the aggravation of waiting for that last 5 minutes. And the last 5 minutes is so outrageous and ridiculous, it's actually kind of funny.
Did you just save someone the aggravation of finding and then listening to 2 hours of Scuba Radio by summing up all of 2 hours of radio in about 45 seconds?
No.
No, I like that idea.
I would never say that. I would never say that. Anyway, yeah. Hey, Sharknado 2.
Oh, hello there. Good diving, everybody.
Yeah.
all you need to hear.
I don't like that idea. Anyway.
Tara Reid, boobies.
What did he say?
I think he said Halle Berry, boobies.
I said Tara Reid, boobies.
Oh,
because we were talking about Sharknado.
I changed it in my mind hole.
Okay.
Hour two is going great so far.
When do we start?
So says you.
When's the next segment start?
Yeah. Well,
are these commercials over yet?
I do think Sharknado 2 looks pretty good, though, actually, from the trailer.
No, you
what
don't.
What the hell is wrong
no,
with you?
No, you don't.
It looks hilarious. It
An
actually,
all-star cast.
It looks like they could have taken that final 5 minutes of the first one, and maybe this time they'll actually stretch it out for the entire film and make it actually halfway funny. Because now they got a budget. I mean, the thing made God knows how many
millions. You
know what?
Steven Spielberg couldn't ruin this.
Yeah, good point. Maybe.
Actually, he could replace the chainsaws with radios.
Could he? Hey, like, instead of Tara Reid, use E.T. There's an idea for you, huh?
E.T. Boobies.
Oh, boy.
Bill needs help.
That was Bill, by the way. Send your complaints to bill@scubaradio.com. Make sure in the subject line you say it wasn't Greg.
Or leave a voicemail.
Or just type in boobies.
Yeah, just stop. Will you? My God.
He's talking about the birds, right?
Yeah, the booby birds.
Blue-footed booby.
And Galapagos.
That's right, kids.
Hey, there is a...
Go get a pretzel.
There is an event going on in South Florida tomorrow, Sunday the 20th, by the way.
Sunday.
Where you can help Florida reefs. It's a fundraiser for reef rescue. And they got a lot of good environmental work going on down there. If you want more information, just do a Google search on it. But it's happening Sunday afternoon, like 12:30 p.m., South Florida. And I'm talking about down there by Fort Lauderdale.
What's it called again?
It's right there. Help your Florida
reef cleanup dive.
Reef Rescue is the organization. Just go to Reef Rescue. It's probably reefrescue.org is my guess. All right. Here's a question for you. How many calories do you think you burn while you're scuba diving?
16.
Bubble Boy?
I'd say about 1,000.
Okay. That would be wrong.
In 45 minutes?
Okay.
I mean, like an hour?
I was kidding. I have a real guess.
Let's go an hour. I don't care.
300.
300?
165.
165. And the answer is, I have no idea.
165.
I don't know how many calories you burn.
Son of a...
The question is scuba diving exercise?
Well, you're supposed
think?
To be, at least I do it completely recreationally. So my whole goal is to stay down as long as I can.
Uh-huh.
So I'm trying to not
so
suck
do you
air
think
like a pig.
Scuba diving is a good exercise. Is it an exercise?
I think it's a relaxation exercise as opposed to a cardio exercise or a flexibility exercise.
I didn't ask that you to categorize
exercise.
What type
so
of exercise
is,
it
yes.
is.
So the answer is yes.
What kind of dive? Is it a drift dive?
I work my mouth muscles holding on to the regulator.
I got
a
cramp
in my jaw. I don't know what
you're
getting in condition for, but keep it to yourself. We're not judging.
If that's true, then you exercise while you eat.
He does.
True that.
Okay. Well, if that's how you justify eating. Yeah, no, that is...
You don't eat your
eggs. Yes.
You don't... Well, you shouldn't.
I was pretty hungry.
But you know, Coach Izzy, our diving fitness guru, put out an article this week, and we'll talk about whether diving is actually exercise next. Right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba. Scuba. Scuba Radio.
Coach Izzy, who is a dive fitness guru, he's kind of my go-to guy when I want some workout routine that actually applies to diving. That's what he does. He has these routines where you can go online and actually do exercises that will help you become a better diver, or at least give you the exercises that will help those muscles that we use most in diving, obviously legs and stuff like that.
That explains why you're wearing yoga pants.
True.
Now I get it.
Actually, they're just comfortable. And the pink, you know, matches my
skin, my
cheekbones. scuba-diving-fitness.com is Coach Izzy's website. But he wrote a post about scuba diving fitness and whether diving is a form of exercise. He's had a lot of people come up to him and say, hey, you know, how many calories do I burn? I don't work out a lot, but I dive a lot. That's exercise, right? Well, yes and no. You work some exercise or some muscles while you're diving, of course. But if you're diving correctly, what are we always trying to do while we dive? If we dive efficiently, we're trying to be...
Neutral.
Well, you're neutrally buoyant. Yeah, but you're trying to be calm.
And awesome.
Slow. You're trying to expel as little energy as possible.
Right.
And relax. And slow.
Don't
you know,
do it.
What? What do you mean?
Relax.
Don't?
Stop.
What do you mean?
Don't do it.
He's Frankie.
Oh, God.
Relax. Again.
These 80s references are really getting...
Don't worry. We'll cut this out of the real show.
Yeah, okay, good.
But what about the temperature of the water, Greg? That also makes you burn calories too, right? Just to stay warm?
Well, maybe. But if you're insulated properly with the right type of wetsuit or dry suit, that shouldn't be a factor.
And once again, to the point that CJ made earlier... Since you're trying to conserve air, anything which you do, which is making it what would be exercise,
right.
is counterproductive.
See, I'm like a shark down there.
It's counter to scuba diving as far as what we want you to do. We want you to stay calm, relax, and expel as least amount of energy as possible.
Right.
That's the whole goal. So it's counterintuitive to be exercising while you're diving. So we'll get into it more. Stay cool.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Joey, you don't think sharks are sexy, do you?
No. Wait a minute. What was the Little Mermaid?
Ooh, baby.
So if you're exercising while you're diving, you just ain't doing it right. And that could be, I think that's kind of what he's saying.
You know where I think people are getting confused when you're talking about exercising while you're diving? You are wearing weights.
Yeah.
So maybe that's where the confusion lies.
Because you're working out with weights? Or
maybe some people think that you're wearing weights and they hear the word weights and they go, oh, it must be exercising.
No. Well, when you say it like that, it makes all the sense in the world.
I think that a part of it, though, is that Izzy, being a coach, Izzy, being a fitness trainer,
right.
They're asking what the health benefits are. But the fact of the matter is you're a better diver if you're in better shape.
True.
I mean, because...
But don't think that just going diving is a workout routine. That's what he's getting at.
Carrying the tanks can be... Good for your arms.
Well,
you should see my biceps after I carry a couple of tanks.
Yeah, you're pumped.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I look awesome.
Well, anyway, like I mean, the bottom line is, all Z was pointing out is that just understand that if you're doing diving correctly, you should be calm. You shouldn't be expelling a lot of energy because that's we don't want you to do that. We don't want you to work out while you're underwater. So if you are coming up from a dive and you're panting heavily and feeling like you've just run a mile or something, then chances are you're not doing something right, or you got yourself into a situation where you had to expel way more
energy than
you should have. Or
maybe you just saw a mermaid.
Well, there's that.
And that's bad for gas exchange, too, isn't it? I mean, to be breathing heavily?
Yes.
I mean,
Certainly is.
I'm asking the dive instructor.
No.
I thought there was something about that. When you exert yourself underwater, is that bad for gas exchange? Not just gas consumption, but
if your blood's pumping quicker and that kind of thing, it can it can lead to decompression issues maybe.
Everything leads back to the mucous membranes.
I believe I'm the expert here on bad gas. And yes.
I would second that.
It does.
Whew, and I wish we had another studio. I really do.
Or a fan.
All right, so there you go. So, I mean, just keep that in mind. When you're learning to dive or when you're diving, you want to stay calm. You want to be calm. And
stay
you
away from Thai food.
As little energy as possible. And but do have a separate workout routine. Keep yourself fit and that kind of thing. And don't think that your diving can... substitute working out. Now, I'll tell you, personal experience when we're on the liveaboard trips, you know, I have a workout routine. I mean, look at me. And when I go on liveaboard trips,
how many Twinkies are you pumping every day? Is it a certain number of Twinkies?
Are we talking about the regular or chocolate covered?
Both.
Whole wheat. The whole wheat Twinkies.
The whole wheat.
No.
Anyway, when I'm on the liveaboard trips, I have a tendency not, I'm not in my workout schedule. And I kind of look at, okay, we're going to do 3 or 4 dives a day. Well, it'll be a little bit more active. I'll look at that as my exercise for the day. Wrong. That has never worked for me because after the end of every single dive trip, I've easily put on, 4 or 5 pounds. So, I need to take what Coach Izzy is saying here to heart a little bit too because I've kind of fallen into that trap. Well, I'm diving every day. That's at least something.
Well, the problem is that you've got a routine when you're on a liveaboard dive trip.
Right.
Dive, sleep, eat, dive, sleep, eat, dive, sleep.
And
eat,
at your advanced age.
What are you trying to say?
Hey, Papa, how's it going?
I'm just saying.
I don't know what
you're
saying.
Closer to Papa Smurf than you are Jokey.
I don't even know what that means. But I guess I just got to come up
with that.
That
means you're older than you are funny.
We need to.
Don't take that. No offense.
Yeah.
Oh,
none taken.
You bastard.
So what are you going to do? What you got to do is, well, on our next liveaboard trip, I think what we're going to do is have like Mermaid Tiffany orchestrate like a, you know, like a morning.
Maybe a Zumba class.
Yeah. Dive Zumba on the dive deck of the
English, please.
Caribbean Explorer 2.
English.
Zumba? You know, Zumba class. You know, it's kind of like
a juice, right? Is that the juice you drink in the Bahamas?
No, it's like jazzercise.
What's the juice that you drink in the Bahamas?
The juice?
There is no juice, dude.
Yeah, what juice in the
Bahamas?
Making
a kava from
Sky
Fiji.
Juice?
What?
Nothing.
I don't know. What is wrong with
you? I'm already on happy hour.
Orange. Yeah.
No, see, Bill's doing Zumba right now. That's what Zumba is.
Oh, I thought he was having a seizure.
Dancing really, really white?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. So
I have a special Zumba routine where I don't move my feet. It's really, it's very, very good for you.
It's efficient. It's all about economy of motion.
Looks like you tripped over a bee's nest.
Wow. Okay. Well, anyway, I mean, maybe we need to do this on our liveaboard trip so we'll stay a little bit more fit. And we have our next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise happening in October in Ceiba. And I'm thinking we will have to incorporate some kind of
aerobics on the deck
ritual where we have some exercise. Yeah.
Yoga.
That, well, yeah, maybe if you want. But I'm thinking more of an exercise kind of thing. Cardio something. Cardio something something. Not something too crazy either, because you don't want to go
you don't
overboard.
Want to pull something.
Well, I mean, you don't want to turn it into something where you're really pushing yourself either. Just something for maintenance. You know what I'm saying? Exercise maintenance.
Tighten up.
Yeah, maybe.
Isokinetics.
A few sit-ups, push-ups, curls, you know, that kind of thing. Mermaid lifts, you know, that kind of stuff. We can
see,
do some
now
of that.
You're getting creative.
Yeah. Yeah, now, you know, the rec bar down there in Fort Lauderdale, have you guys been there, by the way, at the Sheraton Yankee Clipper?
No.
That's where Marina, the fire-breathing mermaid, resides. Ooh. Now, she isn't part of our pod, but we've had her on Scuba Radio before.
Do
she
kind
of does her own thing. Well, I'll tell you what, she's
adopt
doing some interesting. She does like a weekend show where they have this, the rec bar, which is in the lobby or off the lobby of the Sheraton Yankee Clipper in Fort Lauderdale. And they have a pool there, and they have at the rec bar they have these portholes that you can look through from the bar and see inside the pool. And Marina and her pod of mermaids put on a little underwater show. Now, it attracts a lot of kids and things and stuff like this. But something new that she's been doing down there that I thought was kind of interesting is that she's starting to what is this? She's like hosting weddings.
You can get married there.
You can get
or
married.
Renew vows.
What is that couple doing there? They look a little up there in years.
They're maybe they're getting married, or maybe they're renewing their vows.
Yeah, before they kicked, I guess.
Wow, they're not that
say,
old.
Say, will you marry me? They wear t-shirts, and she's wearing one that says "You betcha." And
oh,
Marina, and
betcha.
So you can get married.
God, that's romantic.
By a mermaid down there. That was a new little twist.
Is that legal?
Well, in Fort Lauderdale, evidently.
Does that mean you're only married you're only legally married underwater?
Wouldn't that be nice? Wouldn't that be nice? Yeah. No, I don't know. I
promise to honor, love, cherish until death do us part, or Tuesday, whichever comes first.
Till I run out of air, I have to resurface.
Until our next surface
until
interval.
Yeah.
What happens underwater?
Until my
stays underwater.
Until my safety stop.
That would be kind of a new spin. That's an interesting way to look at it. You know, if you buddy up with someone.
I love her for 3 minutes at 15 feet. Wait a minute.
Scratch that.
Yeah.
Exchange safety sausages.
2 minutes.
He'd last.
Max.
Yeah, minute and a half, maybe.
Depends
on how cold the water is.
Well, anyway, that interesting spin.
And a minute 15 is just getting the mermaid.
You hear about divers getting married underwater, but I never heard of anyone getting married by a mermaid underwater. And now that option is available, evidently, at the rec bar at the Sheraton Yankee Clipper with Marina, the fire-breathing mermaid.
Pretty cool.
Which, by the way, I don't really understand the fire-breathing mermaid thing. How is she supposed to breathe fire underwater?
Whiskey.
Yeah, but the water would put it out. She, how she
maybe she has one of those underwater welding torches.
Man, maybe that's
what
it is.
Which, by the way, I want to get a hold of one of those.
You do?
Yeah.
Why?
I just think it'd be awesome.
You're going to use that lobstering and... Head for Bugfest.
There you go.
All right. Cook them.
Find it and cook it right away. That's fresh.
I'll bring the butter.
Boy, he's not going to use a looper. He's got a flamethrower.
An acetylene torch.
I will have eaten that sucker by the time we even get back in the boat. I caught three of them. No, you didn't. Where are they? Well, I already ate them.
Lobster Slayer. Where's your... I got three right here, Bug Boy. Here, stand back.
In your in the BC pocket, I've got a little bag of butter.
And you just flame them right there underwater.
He's got a little net, like he's deep frying them underwater.
That's the noise they make when you fry them underwater. That's it. Oh, God, we're sorry.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Even Keatley wasn't ready for me, or anything that followed. Chased by a police department led by his ex-girlfriend and hunted by brain fork-wielding Fijian assassins, it's everything he can do to keep from getting locked up, killed, or worse. Kava Screw is available as an ebook for $2.99 at Amazon.com. Kava Screw. Put a brain fork in him. He's done.
Scuba Radio.
We gotta
get down, get down.
Gotta.
So last week, I mentioned that our buddy Pat Hammer is getting the Reaching Out Award from DEMA, which is going to happen in Las Vegas in November this year. And I couldn't remember the other two people that were friends with the show, too. I just didn't have my notes in front of me. But it's Elise and Mort Petcher. And I probably just butchered their last name again. But they're the ones always taking photos of the Scuba Radio crew at the DEMA show, Bill. Elise.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a nice chat with them in the media room.
Yeah,
last time.
Real great folks. They're getting the award for the Reaching Out Award along with Pat Hammer, who runs Our World Underwater, and he's actually launched a couple more shows, dive shows, one in Phoenix and Dallas, that's going to happen this next year. You know, it's getting a little crazy with the dive shows. I mean, You got Jersey, you got Chicago, Long Beach, now maybe Phoenix and Dallas. And then you got DEMA in Las Vegas. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, it's a little much for the travel schedule. And, you know, we try to get to as many as we can, because I do love the dive shows. And, you know, if you don't have the luxury to fly around the country and go to these different events like we do, I mean, it's kind of one of our gigs. And
I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere.
Yeah, that's true. And but you know, it's a lot. It's a strain to be able to get to all these different places. But we do appreciate it, and we encourage you to email us.
If you have to, if you strain, you're doing it wrong.
What do you, if we have to strain? What do you mean?
If you strain, you're doing it wrong.
Okay. But
Yogurt in your diet.
Fiber. Yogurt will plug you up. Anyway, so
no, that's not what Jamie Lee Curtis said. You need the fauna and the flora and the little dots.
That's what it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, go ahead.
All right. So
we're gonna cut that part out too, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Bill's already edited that out.
Yeah. Today's show was literally 5 minutes.
We're on a delay, right?
Just flew by. Anyway, you know, we encourage you to invite us to these events. You have a dive operation. We get these emails all the time, and I appreciate it. I really do. And we try to fit in as many as we can. I got one here from Robert in Puerto Rico, who's putting on a dive show there, and he's asked us to come out there in August. They're going to put, I guess this is the first annual show in Puerto Rico dive show that they're trying to put together. A lot of the dive operators, and you know, we'll see. I mean, I can't promise it because, you know, it's tough for us to fit in, you know, all these things. But we do thank you for the offer. And if we can work it into the schedule and make it viable, you know, from a business standpoint to get down there. I haven't been to Puerto Rico. I'm sure that'd be pretty sweet.
Greg, diving. It's pronounced Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico.
Really?
Yes.
It's
you have to say it like that.
I think that's French for rich port.
That would make sense. That would be French.
Spanish.
Hmm.
It's one of those.
Yeah. Anyway, so we do appreciate that. And
maybe if they plied you with some rum.
Puerto Rican rum. Oh, now you're talking. You know, we can be bribed easily. Best.
Yeah, like, what do they call that? Bacardi?
I've heard that
there's
word.
There's other Don kinds, Koo. Too. Yeah.
There's Don other Koo. What?
There's other kinds.
Other rum. Kinds of?
Rum.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you say it down there.
Yeah, is it?
Room.
That's French too.
That's more French Canadian.
Oh, okay. I was going to say
like the bacon.
Yeah, that makes sense. But if you have an event going on, at least tell us about it. And if we can't get to it, we'll talk about it and we'll give you a little plug and that kind of thing. Whether it's you can do it yourself now with that new voicemail feature we have at scubaradio.com.
Like so. Crockett did. He was talking about
like Crockett,
events.
Like Jerry the Diver Guy was talking about, you know, the Pensacola, you know, Destin and Panama City area. Not the armpit, but, you know, the panhandle. A very upscale development here in, the area. You know, one of the things about that area, too, the few people that had complained, one of them said, made a comment like, hey, you were talking about those fighter jets that were sank off of Pensacola. It was Panama City, moron!
Sunk?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sink, sank, sunk.
Yeah. But I didn't have
there's
the
a Weird Al
right
song
city.
You
it was Panama
listen.
City.
Sanka.
Yeah. And, you know, I told him, I said, well, I apologize. I've admitted I'm geographically challenged, but the difference between Panama City and Pensacola, for people outside that general vicinity, to me, that kind of feels like people considering diving in Key Largo and Key West. They just say it's the Florida Keys. It's a pretty broad
somewhere
difference.
Down there.
Yeah. Are you with me there, Bill? Are you following me on this one?
I understand
or no?
what you're saying.
Yeah. Does
I
that
do.
Make sense?
Is that like when someone says New York, you don't know whether they're talking about the city or the state?
Okay. Or Destin, Panama City, and Pensacola, they kind of get lumped together.
I always confuse
there.
Alaska and Hawaii.
Because they're both in the lower left-hand corner in those boxes.
Yeah, who knows where the hell they are.
Yeah, but it's a region, like the Florida Keys, or like diving Puget Sound?
What?
Puget Sound.
Washington State. Puget Sound.
Isn't that what
Greg.
They call it?
I'm joking.
Wow. Send your hate mail to bill@scubaradio.com for laughing at that.
Is it Washington, the state, or Washington, bad. The armpit of America?
Oh, just stop it. You guys are a bad influence.
Yeah, it's our fault.
Yep, it is.
So next week, I'm not going to be here. I'm going to be up in Mobile, Alabama, the prostate of the United States.
Make sure to gently massage it.
Really? That's the wait. It would be have to be standing on your head, wouldn't you?
Make sure it's soft.
I don't know. All right. Well, we apologize, and I think we achieved our goal of offending even more people than last week. Yay for us. Till next time, remember, it's always better. Where, gang?
Hell no, it's wetter.
Safe diving, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.